Horse with the speed of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty high old Silver, the Lone Ranger. Companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations, and nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Hurry, big fellow! I'll Silver! Away!
The life of a pioneer was rugged at best. If a man did survive the perils of the long trail, the sickness and disease, the Indians, the chance of losing his team, his wagon, and even his life on the steep rocky passes, he had by no means won the Battle of the West. For even after he had found his peaceful valley, cleared the land, built his cabin, and finally enlarged all this to a sizable paying cattle ranch, there were those who sought by fair means and foul to take it all away from him. Even here in the small town of Delta, hub of the cattle-raising business for miles around, there were thieves, outlaws, and rustlers who plied their trade. Outside of town and a few miles to the north lay the prosperous half-circle sea range. And in spite of all the local sheriff could do, the herd was being systematically raided and plundered.
He's got 50 heads. He's 10 critters moving. Haze them along, boys. Haze them along.
Circle C Ranch, sat in the office of Sheriff Matt Gorman in the small town of Delta. A young man who stood in front of them faced the sheriff defiantly.
Hey, look here, Steve, there's no sense in acting like we didn't have any right to bring you in here for questioning. We've got reasons.
I'd like to know what they are.
Look at it our way for once. In the first place, every time Eric here had cattle stolen, you've been out of town. Won't tell us where.
None of your business.
Just a minute, Sheriff. Rusty, the sheriff and I have got a good idea why you won't talk. Now, what makes you think your brother's worth going to jail for?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Leading up to the rest of us. These times you've sneaked off, you've done either one of two things.
Meaning what?
Either wrestling Eric's cows or riding away that no-good brother of yours has had now.
Brad's all right. I won't stand for anybody saying he ain't.
Yeah, stubborn critter, ain't you?
What other reason have you got for bringing me here?
Rusty, it'd be natural enough for you and your brother to try to get even with me.
Yeah?
I know my ranch used to belong to Brad before he was sent to jail. After he was convicted of killing Enoch Kinsey, the bank took the ranch and I bought it. Fair and legal.
Brad and me don't hold that against you. If you hadn't bought it, somebody else would.
Glad to know you feel that way.
But I'm telling you, Sheriff, Brad didn't kill that old miser, Enoch Kinsey.
Shucks, everybody knew he was a miser, and he had enough cash to make it worth stealing.
It wasn't proved. Nobody knows what he had.
Now, just hold on, Rusty. We ain't here to try Brad's case all over again. All we're doing is investigate some rustling.
Why don't you pick on somebody else besides me?
You're not the only suspect we've got.
Matter of fact, Rusty, I don't think you're the one to blame. You could ask the sheriff. But we just thought you'd like a chance to explain your actions.
Am I under arrest or not? That's all I want to know.
I'm not arresting you yet.
And I'm leaving. If you want me, you know where I can be found.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Excuse me, Spike. Didn't see you coming in.
That's all right, Rusty. Come on in with me, Deke.
Ah, it's the same, Sheriff, that every time something happens around this town, you have to blame me.
Quit
for
beefing,
it.
Deke. Have any trouble with him, Spike?
No. He's getting used to being arrested, I guess.
You can't do this, Sheriff. I'm a law-abiding citizen.
Wait a minute.
Every citizen has his right.
Do you know anything about the wrestling that's been going on?
I didn't have a thing to do with it.
Last time Eric had his car stolen was night before last. Where were you?
Down to the cafe, and I can prove it.
Yeah?
The bartender will tell you just that.
Ah, that'd be a waste of time. I wouldn't believe that barkeep no matter what he said. I've noticed you've been spending quite a bit of cash lately. Where do you get it from?
That's my business. You can't prove a thing on me. I want a lawyer, and I...
Spike, get him out of here. Take him down to the cafe and check in his story.
Sure, Sheriff. Come on, Dick.
Yeah, there's nobody can beat him when it comes to jabbing.
Well, what do you think now, Sheriff?
I don't know what to think. Except if neither of those two are behind the wrestling, I don't know who it is.
Deke's got a lot of no-good friends.
Yeah, and Rusty Clemens has next convict brother. I don't know what to say, Egg.
Wait a minute, Sheriff. Come here a minute. Look.
It what?
See those two riders across the street?
You mean the redskin and that kid? What about him?
Well, I've got a confession to make, Sheriff.
Yeah?
Now, don't get me wrong. What I've done is no reflection on your ability as a sheriff.
What are you getting at?
You see, it's come to the point that if I lose any more cattle, I'll be broke.
Well, I'm doing my best, Eric.
I know you are. But that redskin and that kid...
Come on, Victor! Come up! Come!
See, they're just riding away there?
I don't understand.
Well, they've got a friend who might be able to help both of us.
Who is this friend?
The Lone Ranger. You ever hear of him?
Well, sure, who ain't? But what makes you think he'd come here and help us?
I talked to the boy. His name is Dan Reed. I'm hoping the Lone Ranger will come.
Well, doggone.
Now, don't get mad at what I did, Sheriff.
Why should I get mad? Well, I'll be tickled to death to have his help.
Afternoon faded and evening arrived. Eric Hyde and the sheriff waited for word from the Lone Ranger. They'd almost given up hope when the door opened suddenly.
What? Well, you did come.
You expected me?
As used to be, lady. I've heard of you, but that don't mean that every critter that wears a mask...
Naturally, you want proof, Sheriff. I don't blame you. Here.
What's that?
A silver bullet.
Yes. A silver bullet. Well, that's good enough for me.
Dan Reed told me you were in a little trouble.
Well, not very little. I've had a lot of beef stolen, more than I can afford.
Yes, I know. You suspect two men. That right?
Deke Bowers and Rusty Clemens.
Rusty's the brother of Brad Clemens, the man who escaped from jail after being convicted of killing a Mr. Kinsey.
That's him.
And Deke?
He's no good critter. That's just naturally crooked.
suspects?
Well, not unless the rustling is being done by outlaws from outside the territory.
If either of the men you suspect is guilty, it won't take long to prove it.
That's what we need. Action.
Give me 24 hours.
As long as you want.
Now, in the meantime, pass the word around town that you've been talking to me.
You mean it? But what for? I thought you always worked in secret.
Circumstances alter cases, Sheriff. And at the same time you tell them about me, tell them that within 24 hours, I'll know who's behind the rustling. And I'll call for him.
Don't understand.
You ask for my help, Sheriff.
Sure. Anything you say.
Wait a minute.
I'll see you tomorrow night.
Yeah, but wait. I wanted to ask a few questions.
So did I. But results count most. And if there's anybody who can get results, it's him.
Although they were greatly puzzled, the sheriff and Eric obeyed every suggestion given them by the Lone Ranger. Within a few hours, the little town of Delta was buzzing with the news that none other than the Lone Ranger was going to find the man responsible for stealing Half Circle C cattle. And on the following evening, when word was hurriedly circulated that the masked man, accompanied by an Indian and a young boy, was riding toward Deke Bauer's shack at the edge of town, a crowd gathered outside. A few moments later, three horsemen came up.
He's looking for
Bauer.
I thought the
credit
was a rustler.
Yes, you figure Deke was the one, is that right?
Sheriff, can you keep this crowd back? Hey,
sure, but what are you
Deke
going
inside?
To... He's there, all right. Rusty Clemens is somewhere in this crowd. I saw him just a minute ago.
Steady, big man. I'm going inside.
I'll go with you.
No, Sheriff. Just keep the crowd from following me.
You're the boss. All right, folks. Move back now. Move back. Did you see that?
Deke shot at the best man.
Not through the window.
Deke's guilty, all right. That proves it.
Hey, don't care what
you say now.
I'll put
him there with you.
Now, come on.
I didn't fire them,
shot.
There's a gun on the floor beside him, Sheriff.
Well, give it.
Let me see it.
Deke's shooting, all right. I've seen it a thousand times, look.
Two shots gone. The smell of burnt powder.
Oh, wait, listen, please. My gun was stolen. I don't know who took it, but I didn't fire them shots. You've got to believe me.
You know what's been said all over town about how this gent was calling tonight for the crook behind the cattle rustling.
But I never had.
You saw him and his friends right up. You knew he'd have the goods on you.
What ain't right? I'm not guilty.
I didn't have any evidence against you before. This shooting is enough to convict you by itself.
I didn't do it, I tell you.
Well, what'll I do with him?
Jail him.
Right away. It'll be a pleasure.
But I'm with you all the time, Jim.
You stay out of this, Ruthie.
Why? Keep him away from me.
You no good sidewinder. I had a gun with you right here in front of all these people. Trying to frame me, wasn't you? When you knew I didn't have an alibi, you stole Eric's cows. Because you figured I'd be blamed. No, Rusty, no.
Now, you get out of here. I said get out.
Just let me have one swing at that crooked skunk.
You're going to get on your horse and go home. Bring your prisoner, Sheriff. That's your horse, Rusty?
Yeah. After Deke framing me, I'd like
the
to...
Sheriff will handle Deke. Now, up with you.
I won't.
Yes, you will. Now, on your way.
I hope they hang you, Deke. All right, folks. Come on home now. The sheriff's
going to kill me. Quiet. I know all of you people are interested in this case, but you'll have to wait a while to learn more about it. Sheriff, is your prisoner safe?
He won't get away from me. Don't worry.
See that he doesn't. Dan, bring up the horses.
Sure. Come on, Victor. Silver.
Get him up and down. Sheriff, can I see you for a moment?
You bet.
Put Deke in jail, Sheriff, and keep him there.
That's what he aimed to do.
Hey, Silver. I don't prefer any charges against him.
Why?
Because... Just between you and me, Deke isn't behind the rustling.
And
he didn't shoot at me.
Oh, you must be Luke, who I was standing right here.
You'll find out the truth. We'll prove it later. Ready, Dan? Hello?
Sure.
Come on, Silver.
Yeah, Victor, come up. Come.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. The Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Dan Reed rode eastward from Delta for several miles, then reined up beside the trail that led to the Half Circle C Ranch. They waited until another horseman appeared.
Is this him?
I think so, Dan. Eric.
Oh, hold there. Oh. Who is it?
I want to talk to you, Eric.
Oh, you.
Are you expecting someone else?
Say, what in thunderation did you mean by what you told the sheriff?
Did he tell you what I said?
Of course.
That Deke wasn't a rustler and hadn't shot at me?
I guess it was some trick he wanted to work so Deke would say something to convict himself. But at least you should let the sheriff in on your plan.
Well, that wasn't necessary. I meant what I told him.
What's that?
Because it was true.
Well, it can't be. 24 people saw Deke fire those shots at you. Why, I even saw it myself.
Now, wait a minute. You and the others saw me approach the house, but you didn't see Deke shoot at me.
Well, I could swear.
So could all the others. That doesn't make it true. In the first place, in the last 24 hours, I've learned quite a bit about Deke and Rusty Clemens.
You have?
Yes. Deke's one of the best pistol shots in this part of the country. He couldn't have missed.
Well, the whole thing's too deep for me.
And in the second place, while I was inside Deke's shack, I noticed that both the front and rear windows were open.
Yeah?
A man could have stood in the rear of the shack and fired through both windows.
But the gun was found on the floor.
Deke said it had been thrown there. I'm sure he was telling the truth.
That doesn't make sense. Why would anybody do anything like that?
For the purpose that very nearly succeeded, to make Deke look guilty.
Now, look here. I don't know what you're getting at, but it just can't be Rusty.
Why not? His brother's a criminal.
It's too much for me. All I know is that if the rustlers aren't found, I'll just have to quit trying to pay the bank for the ranch and give up. It'll mean I lose everything.
You're not a young man, Eric.
I know. That makes it all the harder. Say, I just remembered. You said you'd have the rustlers within 24 hours.
No, I didn't. I just told the sheriff to spread that story around town.
Oh.
However, as a matter of fact, I do know.
Well, who is it?
I'd rather not name anyone until I have proof.
What is that proof?
It'll take several days to get it together. Until then, we must wait. All right, then. Come on, Silver.
Get him up. Get him up, Victor.
In which no one saw the Lone Ranger in Delta. But during those 3 days, the masked man saw much of the fertile cattle country. It was the second day that he reined up on the other side of the valley, his eyes surveying a magnificent stretch of rangeland.
This is a spread I've never seen before. Silver, this may be what we're looking for. Brand on these steers. Come on, fella. Easy, Silver. Whoop. Half Circle C.
Get back, mister!
Should have known this range would be watched, Eddie.
Hold that! Hold! Hold that! Hold! Now stand where you are. And remember you're covered, so keep your hands away from them guns.
Are you? Are you a hand on this spread?
Yeah. And right now, I want to know what a mask hombre's doing here.
I'll answer that. I'm just looking around.
Yeah? Well, that's one thing we don't welcome in these parts. Folks that's just looking around. Even if they are outlaws.
Oh? What brand is this?
The Circle O. Not that it mean anything to you. State your business.
I told you. I'm just looking around.
Where'd you come from?
A great many places.
Now, ain't that interesting? And I guess you're heading in the same direction. What are you nosing around here for? Now, if you won't talk to me, I reckon you'll spill what you know pretty soon to the boss.
Who owns this spread?
Curious critter, huh? I reckon there'd be a lot of people that'd like the same information. Now, take them guns of yours.
You're not dealing with a lot of people.
Why?
Cowboy.
I'll drop you where you stand. Oh, my hand. You shot that gun clean out of my hand.
Now I want some information.
I don't know who you are, mister, but any man that can draw that fast is slinging lead for somebody's money. What's your name?
You forget you're answering the questions. Who owns the Circle O?
I told you that ain't general information.
Here, Silver. Perhaps you'll be a little more willing to talk in my camp.
Wait a minute. I'll tell you who owns it. I know who you are. I should have noticed the minute you shot my gun out of my hand. Mr. Lone Ranger, I ain't aiming to argue. Circle low is home.
Early on the fourth day, the Lone Ranger returned to the camp he and his friend shared.
Hold on. What happened?
My guess was right, Dan. I got full proof of it.
Oh, that's good.
We could accuse the head of the rustlers now. There's something else we have to do first.
Gee.
What's happened while I've been away?
More cattle stolen, that's all.
From the Half-Circle Sea?
Ah.
I thought so, because this time they didn't drive them through the hills to the south.
That's right. Tonto trailed them.
Good. I was hoping he'd do that. I think tonight we'll see the finish of cattle rustling around Delta.
Golly, what's going to happen?
Plenty, Dan. Though we have a lot of riding to do before that time comes. You and Tonto had better saddle your horses.
That evening, the sheriff went to the cell where Deke Bowers had been held in spite of his protests and unlocked the iron door.
Come on out, Deke. I'm tired of listening to you holler about being innocent.
So you finally come to your senses. It's a shame that a decent law-abiding citizen...
And the loudest talking glued I've ever seen.
That isn't so. Man has a right to speak for himself.
Yeah, I guess so. But you abuse the privilege.
Who's that waiting in your office?
Just Spike, my deputy, and Eric and Rusty.
And Rusty... You mean he's after me?
Don't worry. He won't bother you while you're in my office. Howdy, gents.
Howdy, Sheriff.
Sheriff, what'd you send Spike after me for?
Why, you think it was you trying to get jailed?
There's nothing you can jail me for.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
And why did
I
you bring me down?
You'd like to hear the good news about your brother, that's all.
Good news? About Brad?
Sure. Well, come to think of it, I guess I haven't mentioned it to any of you gents yet.
What's it about, Sheriff?
Let's hear it.
Well, I got word from Brad today.
No, you couldn't have.
I did just the same.
How'd you get word? Who brought it?
Never mind. The real news is that Brad is tired of hiding out. He's going to come in town tomorrow and surrender, give himself up.
Here, loco.
That's what the message said.
So Brad figures it's better to serve his sentence than keep on dodging the law.
Well, not exactly.
What do you mean?
No, it's like this. Brad says he found something that'll put him in the clear on the charge of killing Enoch. Says that's why I broke loose, to get this evidence.
No, he can't do that. Somebody's tricking him. He'll hang if he gives himself up.
You don't seem to think so.
He will. He hasn't got a chance.
Seems to me, Rusty, that you were always the first one to claim your brother wasn't guilty.
He ain't guilty. If there's any evidence to clear him, it would have come out at the trial.
Well, don't get too excited, Rusty.
Anything else you want me for, Sheriff?
Nope, I guess that's all.
And I'll be running along. Night.
Good night.
What got into Rusty?
Oh, worried about his brother, I guess.
Think he'd be glad to hear there was a chance of Brad clearing himself.
Oh, I don't know, Eric. Some folks are funny.
See, that reminds me. The Lone Ranger. Have you had any word from him about the rustlers in my range?
Not a peep. Well, if you folks will excuse me, I'm going to run you out of here. I've got a lot of book work to do. Good night, and thanks for dropping in.
But when his office had cleared, the sheriff waited only long enough for his guests to be gone. Then he let himself out the back way.
Is that you?
Their horses saddled and waiting, Sheriff.
Who's this with you?
Dan Reed and Tonto.
Yeah, all right. All I hope is that you know what you're doing.
Hey, big fella. Come on, Silver.
Get up there.
Get him up.
When Rusty Clemens had left the sheriff's office so hurriedly, he had quickly made his way to his own horse, mounted, and sent it racing from town. He headed toward the rough, wild country that opened at last on a narrow clearing in a little cabin. He reined up his horse and dismounted.
Oh, boy. Brad. Oh, Brad.
Rusty. What's the matter with you? Come on inside.
What,
It's this I heard in town about you sending a message to the sheriff. That you're going to give yourself up in the morning.
Yeah. Like I do it even sooner than that.
Oh, Brad, you can't. There's no evidence that'll clear you now, and you know it. Why go into town and stick your head in a noose?
I've got the evidence, all right.
You have? I want to see it.
Herrick.
What are you doing here? How'd you find the way?
Never mind that. Where's this evidence you're talking about?
You'd give a lot to know, wouldn't you?
Hey, what is this?
Shut up. Now hand it over, Brad, whatever it is.
You don't think that gun scares me, do you?
Give it to me, and I'll help you get across the border. It's either that or you and Rusty have reached the end of your string.
Well, what do you think?
Can't you see, Rusty? This is the buzzard that killed Enoch. He knows that any evidence that will clear me will convict him.
I ain't got time to argue, Brad. I'll...
No, you won't. You were ready, Jay.
Why, you...
Oh, my arm!
What's him, Toto? Still don't savvy this.
It isn't hard to understand, Rusty. Eric is not only the murderer of Enoch Kinsey, he's also the rustler of his own cattle.
You're crazy!
You have another ranch on the other side of the valley. You own it under a different name and use the Circle O brand.
That doesn't prove anything.
Here you've been running the Half Circle C. Nothing is easier than changing it to Circle O.
Why would Eric steal from himself?
He didn't. The ranch really belongs to the bank. He's only made the first payment. In the meantime, he planned to strip the range of cattle, rebrand them with the Circle O.
How'd you find all this out?
Eric told me.
You lie.
You told me you couldn't make any more payments on the ranch. That was the first I knew you didn't own it outright.
Well, I'll be doggone.
He tried to put suspicion for the rustling, first on you, Rusty, and on Deke. It was he who fired at me from Deke's shack.
And he knew where Brad was all the time?
Yes. He made just one mistake.
What was that?
He thought he was clever enough to call Dan, Toto, and me. That we would help him put guilt on another person.
It's not true.
I think it's true, Eric. You're under arrest for murder.
Good. Come on, Dan, Toto.
There's one funny part to this, Eric.
What do you mean, Sheriff?
Eric was the one who wanted some outside help to capture rustlers. And when the help got here, they weren't satisfied with that. They caught a murderer, too.
Just heard it.